football on off the ball.
Half time show, what was it, 27 minutes long?
Yeah.
That's shocking. That's absolutely shocking. The players should be the main focus here. I mean, it's a game of football we've all come to see. We haven't come to see the Muppets. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on off the ball.
Thanks to Movember ahead of the game. Building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
This is News Talk.
Well, Andy, special times. There's no other really way of putting it, is there? This is a huge occasion ahead for your side.
Yeah, we're standing here in McHale Park preparing for an All-Ireland final. There's only two teams left in the championship and we're one of them. So, listen, you don't hide behind that. It's a special time for all our group, but for the Mayo people and the Mayo fans, it's a special time.
It's been quite the journey as well, and it's just accelerated, hasn't it, in the last month or so, in effect.
Yeah, we were saying that before the semi-finals. Each one of the teams in the semi-finals, ourselves, Kerry, Louth and Dublin, all had taken quite a significant defeat along the way. It was really, really strange. You don't usually say that. So it's been really strange, but over the last couple of weeks, ourselves and Kerry have kind of, the level of performance has gone up, and we found ourselves in the last two, which is brilliant. But I don't think anyone, could have really expected that from any team, because you couldn't predict anything over the last couple of weeks.
I don't want to go all copy and paste and rehash my homework that I did with the Galway Hurlers a couple of weeks ago in their meeting night, but it does feel like a lot of similar sort of questions again. Are you further across the journey or down the journey or down the road than you would have anticipated in year one here?
Yeah, I suppose when you take these jobs, you see the level of talent that's there, how quick the lads adhere to the S&C protocols, the medical protocols, how their bodies react to the training. That all kind of moves where you can be at the end of the year. Obviously, we went to Tyrone, we came off, we were defeated, but we've seen huge progress. Like, that was the game where we said, okay, right, this is a really, really good Tyrone team. 68 minutes, we're a point up, and we thought, okay, right, now we're beginning to move, now we're beginning to click. Obviously, we became stuck here in the first 20 minutes against Meath, but then we took off and we haven't stopped since. So we're hoping that kind of goes that way. But you couldn't predict it, but we knew that the talent was there. It was just how well the boys react to it, and they reacted brilliantly.
And I suppose on that as well, to make even more positive outcome in terms of the journey is slight change in game plan as well. So it's another ball that your players and your squad have adapted to.
I think the rules have changed everything, and when you're like you mentioned Galway Hurlers there, they're playing with that plus one in there, it's a change. It took them a while. Like, during the National League, you probably couldn't see what Michael was trying to do, Mayall was trying to do in that, but all of a sudden then it takes shape, and now you can see the progress, you see what they're trying to do. And it was the same here. We were doing really well in certain games and then kind of stepping back in other games, so it just took time for the boys to really go after it and, in times of pressure, stick to it. And once we did that, I think we've kind of progressed since that. So hopefully we can just keep going that way over the next couple of weeks.
And I suppose to accelerate that point even more, you've referenced so many times, I heard you back in another life when you were on the football pod with Tommy and the guys, Croke Park football, that allows for a bit more ball to boot and a bit more maybe off-the-cuff freedom at times, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I like when we're standing here in McHale Park, so if you play in McHale Park, it's nothing to do with the pitch. It's just you're not always going to get a true bounce as an inside forward. In Croke Park, you always get a true bounce. That's why forwards kind of really express themselves within that, because you have a better chance as a forward to beating your back in Croke Park. And that's what I mean by that. The ball is lighter, it's warmer, you can kick it a bit further, you're playing in the middle of summer. It's a different game. And I always thought we could play well up there, but until you go and do it, it's just a pipe dream. But over the last 2 weeks, I think in the Cork and the Louth game, the boys have shown that they can play there, they can deal with the pressure of playing there. And it's just brilliant to get them two games there, and now we're getting a third.
I feel like you're probably going to say something similar when I asked you about two-pointers earlier on. I think actually was that Meath game, in terms of the huge improvement and the growth, and you said to me, pretty straightforward. Look, the quality is there in the sides. The goal opportunities, I think you're up to six now as well. Similar sort of reply I'm going to get here. Is it the fact that, or is that just a, obviously you target goals and you target attacking football, but the quality in the squad probably determines a lot of that.
Yeah, and when you come in year one, there's an awful lot of layering that has to go on to your coaching, like in terms of, you try to implement something, you have to wait till that's done and you have to implement it. And like goal scoring wasn't something, if I'm being honest, that we really chased over the early doors of the year. But no, over the last couple of weeks, it's something that we've kind of went after. But you've kind of natural finishers there. So, it was brilliant to see Conor Loftus getting one the last day. I think it's a couple of years since he got his last one. And hopefully that kind of accelerates him through too. But you see in the Dublin-Kerry game, the importance of the two goals that Kerry got compared to the ones that didn't go in, or whatever way you want to look at it for Dublin, but they, like, that was the difference in the game. And the two pointers and the three pointers are the difference makers at this minute.
Giving flashbacks to an under 12 manager, goals win matches.
yeah. But it's still true. The two pointer is probably as important now at the minute, but like goals are still so huge for momentum within a game.
Have to talk about your attacking unit now as well. We talked about the two pointers, talked about the goals, but Ryan is just a joy to watch. He's like the orchestra in there, and then you have the innocence of the youth, if you want to put it, with Darren Kobe in particular, for to pick out three. Such a joy to watch at times. What are they like to coach? What are they like to have in your, I suppose, in your arsenal?
Ryan is just a great guy. Great person that just wants to win football matches. That's just him, and he makes no apologies about it. You come in, you go to tackle Ryan O'Donoghue, if you're not ready for it, you'll get hurt. He's just that sort of character. He's just a brilliant fella. The two other fellas, I just can't speak highly enough about them. They're lucky enough to come from two footballing families. Both of their dads played for Mayo in a past life, so it probably accelerated them a tiny bit into the team. But they're just two great lads. But I would put Tommy Conroy and I would put Keane McHale into that as well. They've just, Keane is only, I think, 21 years of age. He won a Sigerson this year for UL, and he's the most unluckiest man in the country. The three boys are just ahead of him. But he came on here against Meath, done well in changing the game for us, won three breaks, kicked a point. The last day won a break, kicked 2 points. I'd put him in that mix as well. I think they're just get on so well, they connect so well, they're frustrated when they're not in the A team. But it's just brilliant to see.
And just on Colby then as well, like we saw Kieran Kilkenny, and you referenced him after the game in terms of player that went away and came back, had a wonderful career. As things stand, his last game for Mayo for some time, it's an All-Ireland final. It's like someone's just writing a novel here at times.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, you never know what the future holds with like such a young man, such a talented boy. Like, we'll see what the future holds for him. I'm not writing Kobe McDonald's script, but I can tell you that. So we'll support him in whichever way he goes over the next year to 3 to 5 years. We'll be here to support him. Kieran, it was funny, mentioned him on Saturday, retired today. So what an amazing player. But look at the career he had after coming back from Australia. Just amazing. So yeah, we'd love to have Kobe for longer, but I said at the start of the year, we just enjoy him while we have him. And he's just had a brilliant year. He's such a great fella. But as I said, Owen McGrail, Dara Byrne, Bob Keane, they're all of the same kind of vintage, and they've all brought the same attitude here. They just want to play for me and they want to enjoy it.
You spoke about it, I think, the most topical thing that came out of your response about the hype and the build-up and the excitement there at the weekend. You do have to embrace it, though, because it is here. Like, it's even on my drive down this afternoon, flags are popping up everywhere. You can feel it is. It is the only show in town, so like, you can't necessarily put players in a bubble all together, right, as much as you would try at times. So how do you, I suppose, deal with that challenge, if you want to call it a challenge?
Well, I'll say to you straight up, it's way easier than it was back in our time, because we used to have 4 weeks coming into an All-Ireland final. So like, people all of a sudden have nothing else to talk about. You have the All-Ireland hurling final to talk about on the weekend, and then you've 2 days, really. The Monday morning papers will be either Limerick or Galway, then it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then you'll have a bit on the Sunday morning papers, and away you go. So it's not as bad as it once was, if I'm being honest. But like, what annoyed me about that question was, hype never lost a game of football. Like, people getting excited, supporters enjoying themselves, never lost anyone a game of football. And like, like none of my All-Irelands that I partaked in had that anything to do with it. So it's just something to throw at Mayo. You know, but like I keep saying, Kerry and Dublin have dominated the All-Irelands for 100 years here. Everyone else wins an All-Ireland every now and then. It's not, you know, that's the way it works. And we're going to try to win one. We're going to try to win one next Sunday. And if we're good enough, we will. If we're not, it's got nothing to do with our supporters having a good time, you know.
Yeah, because the argument is the other side is they are a benefit. Like when I keep reference back to the Meath game because saw it here. The noise 10 minutes into that second half, even just building up before half time, fanatical. It does make an impact. So you have to use, you know, the huge arsenal at your disposal ultimately.
Yeah, but even after Clonus, and it was a smaller crowd, or even after Roscommon up in Clonus and a smaller crowd, our fans got us over the line that day. Like Monaghan were coming back, an exceptional team. Bobby McCall, Joe, absolutely wreaking havoc at the Edgeworth Square, and our fans got us through that game. Joe, they got us over the line, and it was amazing to see that day. And Joe, the same here against Meath, the same against Cork, the same as Louth. So, like, I would feel that our fans are a huge benefit to us. You know, other people might try to turn it, but listen, there's nothing like a Mayo crowd when it gets going.
So Kerry then on the horizon, you spoke about being them serial winners and whatnot. It's a huge opportunity for your side though.
Ah, it's massive. It's like you're talking about them 18, 19, you know, what do we have, something like five or six fellas under the age of 22. Like magic times in them boys' lives, and I just want them to embrace it and chase it and go after it, and Joe, chase every ball and go after it. We know what Kerry are going to bring. It's no, Joe, there's no kind of ambiguity about that now. It is what it is, and we just need to really go out and just play our game and see is the way we're going to play the match good enough to go and win it. And if it is, great, but we're not outcome focused in terms of the result. We just want to go in and play the way we want to play, and let's see is it good enough. And if it is, Joe, brilliant. If it's not and we put in the fight that we think we can, we'll deal with that as well.
Brilliant, Andy, thank you so much, and the very best luck in the final.
Thank you.
So Jack, All-Ireland final on the horizon. We were just actually chatting there off camera. We spoke before at the start of the year for the start of the launch of the Connacht Championship. A hell of a lot has happened between then and now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been an eventful few weeks. It's great, the nature of this season and the new structure is there's so many games and there's always another game, you know. So fortunately, we've had a good turn of events since then, Jonathan, yeah.
Yeah, but would you say maybe midway through the year, you turned the other side of the coin perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the nature of the new game is every team in this championship has been beaten at least once. So look, it's kind of the sign of things, you know. So fortunately the last few days out have went well for us. And yeah, no, it's been really enjoyable, Jonathan, yeah.
Yeah, playing under Andy as well, like you only have to be in a dark room when he lights it up, isn't it? Like he gives everyone that excitement. And I would imagine then the longer the year goes on and the more time he's had with you, even within that condensed period, you can see his, I suppose, DNA over the side more and more every week.
Yeah, you're right. You've kind of hit the nail on the head there, to be honest. Like his character and his energy is infectious. And then his love for the game and how much he puts into it is also infectious, so it kind of feeds into us as a playing group. So yeah, really enjoying working with Andy. I worked with him with the under-20s 6 years ago now, and like that, so I've that relationship with him since then. But yeah, really enjoying the year with him and all the lads in the management team.
I'm thinking back to here, we're here in the sunshine. The last time I was here personally, no doubt you're in here every week trading and all that, going through the slogs, but was the Meath game here. And I was just walking in there, parked the car, and like, it's all what could have been. It's amazing how things can change. I hold my hands up. I thought you were in trouble in the first half. You got a couple of scores before half time, and then that phenomenal second half. And maybe that's what we referenced there as well, that kind of growth and that spur on and that foot down mentality.
Yeah, look, in fairness, I think that's the nature of the new game though also, because like a lot of teams second halves can change games. Like a game is never won at half time, so we had a good second half that day. We got over the line that day, especially. Probably what stands out to me is the support we got from the lads up in the stand. Probably felt that also in Monaghan and in Tyrone, and it obviously has an impact on how we perform. And yeah, so it was great.
Yeah, it's amazing you reference that support. Look, Mayo support has always been fanatical, and I mean that it's the greatest compliment. But again, without going overboard in that game, there was a lad in front of us who sat up at the back of the stand here, and maybe about 10 minutes into the second half, he was just going, we have them. And the support at the end was just phenomenal. That must give your side huge, huge energy.
Oh yeah, it absolutely does. And I think it's the same for all teams, like especially with the way Gaelic football is now, it's such an attractive sport to watch. Like, all teams are getting huge following, so every team is getting that kind of lift off their team when they are their supporters when they need it. So yeah, we're grateful for it.
You'll certainly need that as well. Like, there was huge volumes, wasn't there, at the end of the Louth game, and I'm thinking back to the Green and Mayo beating its way over the PA system. They're special occasions, aren't they?
Yeah, they are absolutely special occasions. And like, for this group, we've probably had them few and far between the last few years. So it is, it was a great occasion. But like that, right now it's in the rearview mirror. We're looking forward to 2 weeks' time for hopefully a big performance.
One of the changes as the team has gone on has been the injection of youth in the team, or maybe the younger players standing up a little bit more. And obviously you have a change behind you in goal as well with Jack, and it was that kick out towards the end where he chips one out to you. Probably summed up the new style that is in Mayo. Like, he's made such an improvement, and or, you know, he's given you such energy from behind. Some of the saves, even some of the games we've seen over the year, have been phenomenal, but he's really kind of pushed the whole team on, hasn't he?
Yeah, Jack's a great lad, excellent talent, and yeah, like that, he's kind of taken it like duck to water. And then also, like, you look at some of the other lads who've come in, Owen, Dara, Kobe, all these young lads. You've other lads like John McMonagall on the bench. These lads, they've had a great, similar like to what I said about Andy, great energy and freshness to the group, and obviously it's going to have a positive impact on performance.
I think a reflective nature of that Louth game, brilliant performance, 70-point victory in an All-Ireland semi-final. It's, I suppose, what you could dream of, really. But you're personally, you're so brave on the ball and driving out, and you know, you seem to strive on those, because the way it's gone, and I don't want to go on and on about kickouts, but getting the ball under pressure and trying to drill your way out and break through the lines is such an important tangent of the game right now.
Yeah, it is. I suppose that's true, but you kind of have to be brave. Like, it's the same up the top end of the field, the lads taking on the shots, but it's equally as important for us at the back to get the ball up to them. So, but again, you wouldn't be out there if you weren't willing to do it. So, I'm just honoured that I get to take the field and represent Mayo.
And I suppose, speaking of honours, the fact that you are the captain then as well, I can tell when even chatting earlier on in the year, personally, that's a huge privilege to have.
Yeah, it is. And kind of probably I'll repeat what I said then, like, it is a huge honour for myself, but say for my club, Ballyhaunas, my family, and just to be able to represent the group, the lads that we have there, some of my best friends in there, like, we do everything together, hang out together, train together and whatnot. So yeah, it means a lot to me, and yeah, it's a great honour. Yeah,
you'll probably happen to, we spoke about the reference, the youth, but you are blessed as well with a lot of experience as well. You'll probably maximising all their experience over the years as well, and on the management as well, even Boiler and Andy as well. You have a lot of, I suppose, knowledge there all together when you put it all together.
It is, yeah. And like that, everyone contributes, whether you're young, you're 18 or 19, or you might be in your 30s. Everyone's input is valued, and I think that's a really healthy sign for a group. So yeah, it is, it's a good point, really good.
And back to an All-Ireland final for Mayo. It's a little couple of years since you're away. How do you focus on these and get ready? Excitement, nerves? This is where you want to be ultimately,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly, Asher. Isn't that why you play the game? But it's just like the other games, in terms of, we have a 2 week break now, we'll get four or five sessions done, and yeah, looking forward to Sunday week.
Allow yourself to dream.
Absolutely.
why wouldn't you? Why you wouldn't train if you weren't? Like, this is what it's all for, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. That's why you train. You love playing the game, so yeah, you're spot on there.
And Kerry now as well on the horizon in this game, you know, that's always going to be a challenge. I think it's, if you quote unquote, a proper final when you're playing against the most successful team in the country as well.
Yeah, well, any team who gets the final is there on merit, so it's going to be a great game, and yeah, really looking forward to it.
Well, we wish you the very best luck, and we're hoping from your point of view that you're making those little steps up the Hogan Stand at the end.
Cheers, thanks a million.
So, Colm, then, we're looking forward to the big day on Jones's Rond a little bit after, later this afternoon. How do you deal with a situation like this? It's huge excitement, but you have a huge job to do as well, I guess.
Yeah, Jonathan, look, huge excitement, obviously. The excitement isn't really for us, it's for the supporters, which is absolutely great, you know what I mean? It's been... great to have this in the lead up to a final. We would have taken your hand off for this, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, and certainly around the time of the Connacht Championship. So look, excitement is brilliant for us, I suppose, and like obviously been involved in a few finals as a player, this first time being part of a management team. But like really, it's just all about performance. You know, at the end of the day, you're same as any game. It's about performing, putting your best foot forward. You put your best foot forward, you leave yourself a chance of winning the game, and that's what it's about for us today.
You referenced your own. You were lucky enough to play in so many finals as well. They are a journey. There is a big occasion. Mm. Have you learned as each one go by?
Like I said, the main thing for me, what I learned is just about the performance. Like sometimes, obviously, I've lost a few finals. Some of them we played really well in. Some of them we didn't. And like that's the main thing I take away from it. Like it's all about performance. You know, it doesn't make any difference if you play out of your skin and you lose the game. Some people, the supporters probably tell you it doesn't make a bit of difference, but I think it's so important that you just put your best foot forward, and that's the key thing for us today, especially when you're coming up against a really good Kerry team. Put your best foot forward, be in the game at 10 or 15 minutes to go and see where you can go from there.
Is as simple as times of keeping the process the same for each game, albeit it is a way bigger one that we have here on the horizon, but do you really sometimes have to strip it back down?
To be honest, Jonathan, you don't have time to do anything else now. I suppose that's one thing I will say about being involved in this compared to being involved in these as a player. Like I was saying to someone else there a few minutes ago, we often had 4 weeks, you know what I mean? So like once we were kind of finished up with you guys here this evening, we're back into our normal routine of your couple of sessions leading into a game on Sunday week, which has kind of been our routine for the last couple of weeks, or the last 5 or 6 weeks, which is absolutely brilliant. So from that side of it, there's nothing really else you can do, because the time is so short. Like before, you might have gone away for a couple of weeks in the weekends to get away and get out of the county. You don't have time for that now. So it's just about sticking, as you said, to the same, if you want to say the process or whatever it is, but sticking to what's worked here really from now on, keeping your head down and making sure you're as best prepared as possible for the final.
How do you find being the other side of the line? Obviously, I'd imagine, I know you well, you'd be mad to be out in the middle of it, winning that dirty ball, driving forward.
Yeah.
Do you have to retune the brain at times almost?
You do. Like sometimes, to be honest, you'd be looking on wondering how the hell you used to get in amongst some of these fellas and be able to compete, but time moves on, obviously, and there is as much as that element, but certainly as the months went on, it's been a challenge. Like I won't paint any other picture. It's been a real, real challenge. It's been a huge learning for me. Every day has been a school day, and it still is. And I'm sure we'll learn plenty going into the final and from the final itself. And that's all part of it, especially when you're coming up against a really experienced team, a management team as well in what Kerry have. So look, it's been really, really good. It was probably strange at first, I would say, to once you leave a kind of setup like this, like I did back in 2021, you don't ever expect to be back into it. I certainly didn't expect to be. It was a bolt out of the blue for me when Andy gave me a call to come back in, but I was absolutely delighted. And similar to a player, you just give it absolutely everything you can and see what you can contribute to the team.
Because there is that weird dynamic. You would have played with some of these players as well, and now you're the other side as well.
Yeah.
There's all different little circumstances coming together, isn't it?
100%. But like, I don't think myself and Andy would be the only ones in that scenario. You look at, let's say, the likes of Dean Rockinger, Brennan with Dublin, a few guys in Armagh as well. So it happens all around the country. And I know probably a good bit was made about it at the time when myself and Andy come in, but it's been absolutely fine, you know, in terms of the lads have been great. Obviously your relationship is a small bit different with the boys when you're on a coaching setup, but that's just the nature of it, and it's the nature of life moves on. It's not the same as it was 5-10 years ago. Things move on, people change, things change, and away you go.
So how do you detail? I heard Andy speaking after the semi-final about going through the process of this is where you go down and this is the guard of the escort, and you're going down Jordan's Roses. How do you deal with that now ahead of the big game?
Well, like I said to you, so like the experienced boys you would have mentioned there, they were very helpful to the lads. Obviously myself and Andy would experience a lot of that, but to hear that from the guys who would have been on the squad or still in part of the squad and be really important members of the team as well, talk about, you know, what's different about a semi-final, you know, what's different about a final, all of that stuff in the lead up to game helped probably some of the younger guys leading into the semi-final. So, you know, little things like that. But to be honest, everything you talk about there, Jonathan, it all breaks down to what you do between the white lines. So yes, there's a couple of things slightly about like, what's the biggest thing different about Laren final? Yes, it's the pressure leading into it, but even a simple thing like standing around in front of the Hogan stand, shaking hands with the president and with the opposition, all of that is new to certainly a lot of our boys. But to be honest, everything else is the same. There's still a parade, there's still a warm up, there's still 80,000 people there, which was brilliant for our fellas actually to experience that in the semi final. Because obviously playing Croker is great, like it's something every player wants to do, but playing in front of a full house, 82,000 people, I don't know if you were at the semi final, but the atmosphere was unbelievable. It did bring me back. It made you forget what Croke Park feels like when it has a full house. So the boys have experienced that, which is absolutely brilliant. So it's very little different about the final. Yes, obviously there's the extra incentive if you win it, you've won the All Ireland, but you know, at the end of the day it still comes down to what happens between the white lines.
And imagine all the nuts and bolts, the admin, the tickets, the families, the suits, the homecomings, the meal reception. I can go on and on and on. You just have to park that really and get, as you touched on, get between those four white lines and ultimately the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, most of it, that's pretty much sorted for everyone in terms of, you know, the difference today when I would have been started as a player of how we would have dealt with that, even when I finished in our last couple of finals, like, would have been very different, and we would have learned a lot from that. Very little of that now is left down to the players. I think at most teams and inter-county setups will tell you that that's taken out of their hands straight away. They've nothing to do with any of that. Most players won't have a clue even what they're doing after the game, and they don't care either. They're just all about the match and, like I said, putting their best foot forward.
You said your weakness is a little bit there in the semi-final in terms of the full cauldron that is Croke Park. As a coach and part of the management, I always feel kind of, not sorry, we're up in level 7 looking down on you guys. There's a cauldron going down. You're quite low on the action. Mm. You don't have the benefit of having a runner like the Aussie Rules or Mir Fornia.
Yeah.
Trying to get your message on, trying to get info. I'm just curious very briefly, like, what that challenge is going to be like now in All-Ireland final day.
Well, it's incredibly difficult, I can tell you that. You're talking about getting the message on in-game. Very, very different. A free kick, a break in play, obviously there was a check on one of the scores the last day, and two of the scores that gives you a little opportunity to get a message in. There was a very unfortunate injury to Craig Lennon, which obviously stopped the play. But normally in a general game where there's very little stoppages, you simply don't have time. But it's the same for every team. That's the thing, Jonathan, like, you can have no complaints about it when the same as everyone. Obviously back in the day when there was a runner going on the pitch, that had its own issues in terms of so sometimes it was affecting the game.
People saying hello to each other.
Exactly. And you know, there was a couple of accusations about people stopping kickouts and stuff like that, and running.
We won't mention any GPSs around here, will we?
Running into block channels and stuff like that. So that's all part of it. It's all part of the challenge. You know what I mean? You said that. So the difference, say, between the quarter final, you're absolutely right. Where maybe, especially when we started the game against Cork, there was about maybe 30,000-35,000 in the place. You could still actually get messages on the pitch. Certainly to players close to you against Louth, there was absolutely no chance of that, and it's going to be the same the next day.
Well, the very best luck in the final, and you'll be glad you're the other side of the line. It'll be a different challenge for you, but I'm sure you're really looking forward to the whole occasion.
Yeah, hugely looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks, Jonathan.
So, Jack, maybe a sign of the times, we've had to snuggle in out of the heat as well. Every percent counts, doesn't it, in terms of the preparation? A huge game awaits for your side.
Yeah, absolutely. The prep starts now. I need to get in here now as a redhead, stay out of the sun. But the prep starts now, and really look forward to the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can tell that it's nothing like an All-Ireland final just to give optimism and a spring in the step of even the supporters. But as players, it probably makes it even more special, does it?
Of course, yeah. I suppose you often hear players who have retired, their biggest regret is often that they don't enjoy the occasion or the build-up as much as they should have. And I don't think we want that to be a regret of ours as players now. So personally, and I think as a team, we're trying to really enjoy this time together, particularly in training, and just spending as much time as we can together over the next 2 weeks and really relishing it.
That's a really positive outcome, because you have nailed it there, really. And I'm lucky enough to speak to so many players and management, and that is a common theme. And sometimes the thing that strikes at me, it's almost some people, it's the fear or the relief of not losing as opposed to the joy of winning, if you know, if that makes sense. So to be in a little bit more of a chilled out, I'm going to embrace this, isn't life positive, a really healthy outlook.
I suppose we've treated the year itself as one big process of improvement, and I think we're still within that process. The season is still happening, so I think we need to continue to improve during the next 2 weeks, and I suppose we're maintaining the same mindset of just continuing to improve and not really looking at that outcome and not making the game being bigger than it is, because I suppose over the next couple of years, if we continue to improve and keep that process mindset and keep enjoying just training itself and being in each other's company, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Yeah, because historically, records, we don't want to go over all ground, but Mayo haven't had a good, brilliant record at semi-finals, but the finals haven't worked out thus far. It'd be very easy to get caught in that doom and gloom, here we go again. You're looking at the complete opposite way around.
Ah, yeah, like this. I don't think that really affects us, particularly a lot of us who haven't really played in All-Ireland final before. There's no demons there, and I don't think as a group we're really bothered by that. It's just a fact. It's been a while, but that's why we play football. You're never guaranteed to win, and I suppose that adds to the thrill of it. So I think we're just enjoying the build-up to what is a big occasion, and yeah, can't wait.
Talk to me about when you found out that Andy was going to take the job, because everybody, same thing, will say lights up a dark room, his energy, his passion. But what was it like personally from you when you found out that he was going to take the reins?
Yeah, very excited. I was lucky enough to have Andy as a coach at under 20 level a few years prior, and again, I loved that positivity, the energy that he brings to any group. And I think he really understands the balance of really challenging you and questioning you, but also giving you that belief and that positivity. So we've really relished in that, and there's been a really consistent approach across the year, regardless of results. Again, he's mad on just process and continuous improvement, and I really enjoy that. And I think we, as a group, have benefited from that culture, really looking at trying to improve as much as we can and maximise our potential. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it, and I've no doubt the group has as well.
They often say that you can see almost the manager's DNA or outcome or philosophies in terms of watching a team, and I think the two have reflected each other quite well in terms of the attacking systems and scoring in particular that you've embraced this year.
Yeah, like I suppose Andy as a player was very expressive forward, and he loves that. He loves to see that in his teams, players expressing themselves and playing with freedom. And I think we have done that in parts in games. And then we've a brilliant coaching team in Paul Dirk and Boyler and Keith Higgins and Paddy Talley as an excellent defensive coach. So we're a constant work in process, and we're trying to get that balance between that real expression going forward and being compact at the back and really minding our house. And we're far from the finished article. We really need to improve on getting that balance, but I suppose that's what it's all about.
One of the areas that's very noticeable, just look at the nuts and bolts of the figures, it's almost black and white in terms of 2 points were scored this year compared to last year, and it probably mirrors on what we've just spoke about there. You've got a few yourself, something you have an eye for?
Yeah, I've got a few. I've missed a fair few as well, but yeah, look, it's between repetition and practicing them and training, and then the trust and the faith that Andy, the management team and teammates give to those players that are entrusted to take them. I think that kind of combination has really worked well for us, that players are trusted to take them, and if they miss, they've gained the right to take another one and another one after that. So yeah, I think the combination between both of those things have really improved that 2-point shooting, and it probably just makes the game far more enjoyable to be able to express yourself again like that. So yeah,
that whole freedom is a common theme the whole way through, and that ultimately, I suppose, step back to Andy there all over it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when you have younger lads in the group that are kind of coming in for their first year or their second year even, they kind of remind you that that's what it's all about. They don't really think too deeply into the tactical, the nuances of the game, really. And then that kind of blend between that freedom and the innocence that they have, mixed with the messages and the learnings you get from the older players, I think gives a nice blend to the group. And yeah, I think which probably makes it one of the most enjoyable years of football that I've had, and I'd say I could speak on behalf of a good few other players as well.
Yeah, I'm getting even pumped even listening to you there. The positivity in the camp must be really, really in good place, good vibes and all that.
Ah, yeah. Like it's a whirlwind. It's a mad season. There's very low points. There's no point denying that. but you just try to keep as on an even keel as much as you can, not to get too low or not to get too high. And I think we've a good balance across the management team in that way. We've players and management that will give you belief, and we've also players and management that will have no problem in taking you back down to earth pretty quickly. So I suppose it's like a learning for all of us, that if we try to do that across our career, just try and keep as consistent as we can, not too high or not too low, I think you'll be all right, yeah.
So it's Kerry then in the final. It's the final, you know, it should be a really attacking game, a really exciting time. What's it like as a player now in the build-up? Do you, we all know about the excitement that will be locally here in Mayo. Do you have to change your day-to-day life, or how do you embrace all those? Because every small little thing gets magnified now in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, like obviously small things do matter, but I suppose I wouldn't be one to overthink anything either, and think too deeply about that sort of thing. The Mayo supporters are great, and I love the fact that they support our team really well, particularly this year. But I think we have a very steady group, and that we're very close. We spend a lot of time together, and we'll lean into that support when we need it, and we'll shelter ourselves from that when we need it also. So the most important thing still remains training, and here on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and trying to get better. So does anything change? Absolutely not. I don't think anything will change from the very beginning of the championship to the next 2 weeks. So it's probably nice in that you keep the same things going, and yeah, looking forward to it.
It is ultimately the place you want to be though as a Gaelic footballer, isn't there? Jones's Road,
yeah.
All-Ireland final day, yeah. Full house, president, routines, everything. Against Kerry, you can go on and on,
yeah,
and on, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course, of course. And it does remind you of your club. And I'm very grateful to have had amazing coaches in Kilmina who have brought me to this point, and brought many players across Mayo to this point. And yeah, it's where you always dreamed of being. But at the end of the day, the old cliche, I know it's just another game, and I suppose we're going to treat it like that. And yeah, we'll train the exact same way we have been for the last couple of months, and we'll embrace the occasion itself. Yeah.
Well, it is a huge occasion that awaits, and the very best luck on it.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thank you.
Well, Jack, how are things? It's another All-Ireland final. A sign of things going well for your side so far.
Yeah, happy out. Jonathan, do you know it's great to be here in Killarney preparing for a final with the weather, the sun shining and the lakes of Killarney in the background here, and we had a session in the stadium this morning, inside in Fitzgerald Stadium, so it's just a great time to be involved. There's always a great buzz around Kerry coming up to a final.
Yeah, I have to say, it's almost like the stereotypical cliche of a beautiful day in Kerry here. Is chatting to a couple of friends of mine from Kerry on the way down as well, and you can see the bit of excitement starting to grow in the area.
Yeah. I mean, there's always massive enthusiasm coming up to finals down here. You know, we had great support for the semi-final as well, which is a bit unusual. There was no question of waiting around for a final when we were playing the Dubs, so yeah. Delighted with the support the last day, and I'm sure we'll have a massive support on Sunday as well.
I have to say, I was drawn to a line that you did, I think an interview you did at the end of last year, saying had you not won the final, that would have been it, you wouldn't have come back. Are you kind of glad you come back now for days like this?
Well, I wouldn't have been asked back first. Well,
but maybe that's a different label.
The choice wouldn't have been mine. So, look, I'm still enjoying it. If that's what you're asking me, you know, it's a great bonus for me this hour of my life to be still involved with a great bunch of players, you know, who are very easily managed, and you know, the great enthusiasm around the county. So I'm privileged to be involved.
And of course, then the opportunity to go back to back, first time since Mako as well. It's a nice little personal milestone.
Well, Kerry went back to back now in 06 or 07. I was involved, yeah. 04, 05, and 06. And I pulled out then at the end of 06 because I was kind of half burned out. So Kerry did back to back then, but with the same manager, I suppose.
Yeah, no,
we
just from a personal point of view, yeah.
85, 86, which is a long time.
Yeah, so like this, the great, isn't it? Like it's a big achievement if you could follow this.
Sure, of course, it'd be fantastic, but I'll tell you, we're not thinking about records or back to backs or anything like that. We're thinking of preparing no team for a big performance on All Ireland final day, and you know, hoping that'll be enough to get us there.
You referenced the experience in your squad and how it aided you to get over the line against Dublin. It's a slightly different Mayo in terms of Andy in first a year in charge, and then but younger players potentially in the squad as well. It's a different dynamic from both sides, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, and you'd be hoping that maybe our experience might be a bit of an advantage to us, but there's also the other side of the coin, the exuberance and the enthusiasm of youth, and you know, with no hint of fear in them, so they might shoot the lights on a big day, you know. So there's that side of it as well. And I remember Paddy Shea telling me one time that the more finals he played and the more nervous he got. So it can work for you or against you, depending on your own makeup.
I suppose on that then, is it a different challenge going into a final as favourites?
You know, it doesn't really trouble us too much whether we're favourites or not, because at the end of when the ball's thrown in, sure, there's no one handing you out anything. You know, you have to fight for everything you get. So that's not a big deal with us. Sure, that's only just somebody's opinion. There's been plenty of favourites beaten this year. It's only a few weeks ago since Donegal were favourites for the All Ireland, and they were beaten a couple of times since. So that's only just somebody's opinion. It doesn't really bother us.
I suppose just on that Donegal game as well, it would have been very easy just sink down after that defeat. But you've talked about responding in absolute style.
Well, I think what stood to us after that game is we had 3 weeks to prepare, and we needed it because we had a lot of men coming back from injury who were kind of undercooked. And we needed a good blast of training, which we got. We trained hard after that Donegal game. Maybe it was a bit out of frustration, as much as anything else. I'm not too sure whether you know, scientifically you would say it was the best thing to do. But I think it was good for us mentally. We needed to feel like we'd worked hard, and we did. And thankfully, we played well against Kildare and took it on from there.
On that, it must have been a challenging year with all the injuries that you had. I suppose the positive side is it's allowed you to get other players to stand forward and get depth, but at the same time, that must have been a difficult challenge to balance that books.
Well, of course it is, yeah. Sure, you always want your best players available to you, and we had long periods where very important players, like Gavin White, Sean Ishea, Joe O'Connor, Paul Ganey, players like that, you know, were injured, and Bian Begley, lads like that. So, you know, we were struggling for large parts of the season to get our best players on the pitch.
I suppose ultimately you're there now. You've a fairly fresh squad coming into it. Everyone looking relatively okay.
You'd be hoping so, yeah. You'd be hoping we're in a much healthier position than we were 6-8 weeks ago, anyway. So hopefully now that, you know, we can raise our game again for the final, because we'll need that.
Yeah. What will it take to get over the line then? I suppose
you have to play well in All Ireland final day to win it. I it's rarely you see a team underperforming in a final and getting over the line, so we'll need to play well, and we'll need to bring our A game, and hopefully that'll happen for us Sunday.
The very best luck,
yeah,
Jack.
Thank you.
So James, we're back again. Always a good sign. All-Ireland final on the horizon. Great excitement in the camp, no doubt.
Yeah, great excitement. Great to be back. Look, you can never take these days for granted. You know, you have to take every year as it comes, and we're just delighted to be back in the final again.
Yeah, because there's like, obviously Kerry football has been so successful. There's a little danger if you're not careful of going, you can almost get used to these, but they still remain special. I suppose that's what drives the hunger as well.
Yeah, look, that's the mantra in the group. Enjoy every training session, enjoy every game, and when you get to the All-Ireland, you have to enjoy the build-up to it, because hopefully that'll help you perform.
You're looking ahead then, and I believe you're kind of focused on a lot of the defensive side of the camp.
Yeah, bit of that. Yeah, defence is, you know, it's difficult to defend in these new rules, and what you find is a lot of it is down to the way you attack affects the way you defend. So, you know, Tyrone with their fast attacks made us defend and scramble a lot, and Mayo will be very similar. You know, they play a real fast-paced game, so defending is a lot of scrambling rather than the set defences of a few years ago.
I know you're speaking about scramble there in terms of the rush defence. Coaches' minds have been scrambling the last while as well, since the big adjustment to the game of Gaelic football. You've had to think outside of the box, and I suppose it's still an evolution, really, is it? Getting the perfect adjustment.
Absolutely, it is. And what you find is every game presents its own challenges. You know, it was a good thing we learned from the league. There's a lot of different styles in Division 1. Teams bringing different ways of approaching these new rules. And, you know, even though we were a bit undercooked in going into the league, it was vital we stayed in Division 1 to get used to these contrasting styles.
I suppose we talk about getting the defence tightened up. You're facing a nice combination from the Mayo perspective in terms of Ryan O'Donoghue, who's been around a bit before, and then you have the likes of Byrne and Colby and many others. That nice raw youth and experience, and they've triggered each other well. It's a potent Mayo attack that you will have to stifle.
It is, and what you will say is they're banging form. And there's nothing better for forwards in any sport than coming into a final banging form. So they're putting up big scores, they're playing with great freedom and pace, they're getting the majority of their scores, and our boys are going to have their work cut out to try and keep a lid in them.
You'll have a few plotting sessions as well with all the coaches?
Yeah. Every game will take a life of its own, and a lot of it will be the lads' ability to adapt on the day, and how we attack will affect how we defend. So it'll be a good battle.
And kickouts, do they come under your remit as well?
Yeah, we do a bit, but kickouts are changing as well. You know, I think it's about managing the kickouts. So there's a lot of narrative around stats on kickouts and overall stats, but there's some kickouts more important than others. So I think we actually won the kickout battle in the league final against Donegal, even though we got wiped out, a lot of kickouts in trash time, and we lost it against Cork, but we were happy. And there's other days, you might have won the kickout battle and not be happy. So there's some kickouts more important than others, and every team has the plan in place for managing them.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's almost hilarious at times, the narrative. You can get guilty of possession is absolutely vital, but at the same time, there's different ways teams are setting off, teams are dropping off. As you touch on, some time you want your cornerback to make a dart and get one away. It's all about what happens in between the two lines, ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's about managing the time, the momentum, and the score. You know, if you're 4 points up with 3 minutes to go, you're probably not giving a short kick out. You're probably putting it up and hoping you win it. And if you don't, you're well set defensively. So there's a lot of things like that coming into the mix.
Colby McDonald, it could be his last game for Mayo. Well, we will see how these Aussie rule career goes. I'm back west, so there's been a huge excitement of him since he's been growing up the last couple of years. He's taken to Croke Park life and Mayo life like a duck to water, isn't he?
Oh, look, as a neutral, you just love watching him. The energy he's bringing in, the way he's going about the game. His pace, his athleticism, he's so good over his head, and the freedom he's playing with. He's just a huge loss to the GAA in general. And we wish him all the best, but not for next Sunday. I love watching him until you have to analyse him, but he's a special, special talent.
It's probably a little bit with that Mayo as well. Like, sometimes you can do your analysis on a team and you can look back over the last couple of years, but Mayo, they're transformed this year in terms of their game plan.
Yeah, you'd have to give him a huge amount of credit, because Andy came up with a game plan and his management team to attack Croke Park in the middle of the summer. And he had a few ropey days in the league, but they stuck with it, and their game plan is built to win All Ireland's in Croke Park, and he never lost faith with it. It's built on high energy, high intensity, and it's hard to play that in league football in February and March, and he stuck with it. And what I think is, a lot of the teams that built a game plan to play summer football, Tyrone being another example, you know, probably not suited to January and February, but when they get to Croke Park and the dry ball, they come to life. And you'd have to give the Mayo management team great credit for sticking to their guns and coming up with a really good game.
For your own perspective then, finally, is the work done by now, or is there constant chipping and changing, or trust the process? How is the build-up to an Ireland final?
Not with Jack O'Connor. Jack likes to get things done early, and his big mantra is freshness going into the final. So Jack's done a great job of managing the group. I think, we'd fellas coming back in dribs and drabs, and his experience has shone through, and more than ever, I'd say, in the last few months, just in terms of managing the energy in the group. So he'll be keeping us fresh for the game. So
baby faces are all ready to go for Croke Park.
That's the plan.
So Paul, another All-Ireland final on the horizon. I mean, this is a great compliment. It's something you're kind of used to. You've been in a few before.
Yeah, fortunate enough to have been in a few. So, more familiar with everything that goes on in the build-up and all of that. It's still a huge, you know, it's such an opportunity. It's such a privilege to be able to be involved in a day like that. So really looking forward to it again.
What is it, 12 years on? Has it changed much?
Sure, I suppose a lot has changed. The game has changed. I've changed. But you know, it's like the first one again. You know, it's an exciting thing to be looking forward to, and obviously, you know, there's nerves that go with it. Things can go very well for you or they can go very badly, and you're sort of aware of the risk going into it. But on the whole, yeah, just looking forward to it again.
I suppose if you didn't have that huge hunger to keep coming back, you wouldn't be here, because it's such a competitive squad, even, never mind when you get down to the first 15.
It is, yeah, it is. Look, you know, still enjoy the challenge of it, still enjoy going training, going to matches. The body has held up, you know, pretty well. There's a bit more minding in it now, but on the whole, you know, still really enjoy the whole thing, yeah.
And I guess you're training this morning under this glorious sunshine, the views, looking around here, that makes life easier as well, you're running through the muck and gutter.
Yeah, it's... you know, every year you go back at it, it's this time of year you're dreaming of. Not, you know, we've had nights there in January, February, March back in Kearns where you could think of a lot of places you'd rather be, but coming down the stretch now into the last week of July, that's what it's all about, trying to get there and give yourself a chance on Sunday then.
How pleasing was it to get over that battle then with Dublin?
Very pleasing. Look, they're so hard to beat, particularly in Croke Park. And... you know, any Kerry player who's been playing for more than a year or two has had bad days out in Croke Park against Dublin. So delighted to beat them and to be facing into another final, and facing the challenge that will come in that as well.
Yeah, because like it was a very, almost from the outside looking in a very pleasing way, like you were given a battle and you ultimately got over the line, and it's a good place to probably go into an All-Ireland final.
Oh, it is, yeah, it is. You know, you're going to be tested. There's no, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals, finals. There's nothing handed out easily. So you're coming into everyone knowing you're going to have to work very hard to get out the other side of it. And, yeah, look, we tough periods in the game, but, you know, on the whole, we probably managed the last 15, 20 minutes well. Once we got in front, we managed that part of the game well. They might be looking and say, look, we actually got shots off and they didn't go over, but on the whole we'd be fairly happy with the performance.
We've talked about your length and the glorious career that you've had with Kerry. It's safe to say even in the last couple of years it's flipped. The life of a defender has got a hell of a lot different, a lot more challenging.
It has, yeah, it has. You know, the tree up means there's you know, naturally going to be less bodies back helping out. Things like the advanced mark is, you know, playing into the barrel of the forward as well.
Talk to me about that as a defender. I know you used a few of the opposite end of the pitch, but...
Yeah, it's...
I'd be tearing my hair off personally.
Yeah, it could be... Look, we know the rule is there now, but it can be tougher, right? You know, a defender could challenge for a ball coming in forward when it's, you know, dispossess him, block him down or something, and then just turn around and get the 21-yard free. But look, I suppose I'm playing with forwards too, so we get the benefit of up the other side. And the 2 point has been huge as well in terms of it just pulls defenders out. Rather than taking on a risky 1 pointer, you know, a 2 pointer, you know, brings new challenges with it. And it makes it harder for a defender. But if you take a step back, it's good for the game. I think the game's in a much better place. Whatever about concerns for the the stress levels in inside backs.
Yeah, I see your hoop on there as well. I said that goes up a notch or two.
It can do, yeah. It can be jumping around a bit, alright, yeah.
In terms then of your own game, like I always have the memory of you coming forward on the tail end and popping a point over. Have you had to tweak that game, your own personal game, with the new game?
Yeah, it's sort of happened. Maybe naturally, but it's probably the role that the team sort of needs of me, or that is there to be filled, is maybe, you know, holding defensively, giving a bit of defensive cover. And like, we've a few greyhounds there in the half back line now who are well able to get forward and get on the end of those attacks, and who can be very constructive going forward. So in that case, I'm happy enough to slot in and do the other role or whatever's needed of me. But it kind of has, like, the game has changed. My own kind of game has changed, maybe sort of organically as I've got older as well.
You're still a good man to be that short little dart for the little short little dink of a kick out.
Yeah. It's like, when you think back now to before the arc was there, you think we should
get away with murder.
You should have been winning every corner. You know, you should have been winning every kick out short. But yeah, it's, look, possession is such an important part of the game. be that, you know, if you can win it long, you're set up for set up really well attacking wise. But yeah, at times it's just get hands on ball. Even if that's winning it on the 21, at least you have it and you can try and work it up the field. But yeah, there are few opportunities come up and have to try and take them when the space is there.
But to keep it brief, no state seekers out in the dressing room and stuff like that. You've a few forwards to keep an eye on the next day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, they've been really impressive, racking up big individual tallies and tallies of the team. So they'll be, it's a big challenge. They've big momentum behind them as well, and you know they've always had really good fans, but I think the supporters have really rode in behind the team up there again this year. So look, it'll be our fans have been brilliant as well. The atmosphere the last few games has been fantastic. So look, it'll be a great occasion, but there's a few dangerous forwards, all right. But it's an All Ireland final year. You expect the best players to be there, so we'll face up to that challenge too.
Well, the very best luck. I think we're all looking forward to the final, and as I said, very best luck. Thank you.
Thanks, William. Cheers.
So, Aidan, we're back again. Another All Ireland final on the horizon. That's a sign of things going quite well for Kerry football this year, I guess.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I suppose we had an up and down season, and like most teams, you know, good patches, bad patches, bit of a roller coaster with injuries. But yeah, we're exactly where we wanted to be, where we set out to be. So we're in the right place now. So we've obviously one more major hurdle to jump, and we'll see how we are.
A lot of excitement, I would imagine, the camp. You're primarily, if I'm right, working a lot with the forward units there as well, and you're blessed with some pretty glittering forwards at your disposal there.
Yeah, look, there's some very talented players in the group, and we've needed a lot of that depth this year with injuries, and different players have stepped up at different times, and obviously you've the likes of the David Cliffords and the Shawnees and the Poddies, but you know every one of those forwards, Dylan Ganey caught a rich vein of form, Dermot O'Connor, you know, excellent, Joe O'Connor, like a lot of these guys were injured and missed a lot of training, so to be able to come back and to perform at that level is remarkable. So very proud of them, very proud of the effort they put in.
Your squad depth is probably the biggest takeaway from an outsider looking in at your side, and in a weird twisted way, the fact that some of the bigger players, quote unquote, have been injured, it has allowed others to step forward and they've really put their hands up.
Absolutely, you know, different players stepped up at different stages. Tony Brosnan, Killian Spillane, Michal Burns, Keith Evans, Tomas Kennedy, the last day came on, got a crucial score. Like, they're all playing their part, you know, and even fellas that don't maybe get the recognition of being on the panel, without them we don't have those intense AVB games that really get you to the pitch of championships. So it is a huge panel effort, and even some of the, we've brought in players here and there throughout the year and they've been great as well, you know, so there's a huge buy-in to the group, and you know, yeah, absolutely great panel spirit.
You've also brought in Kieran Donnelly. I suppose he's probably been working alongside you and some of the attacking play as well.
Absolutely. Kieran is obviously, I played with him back in the day. We were at different stages of our career, but it's great to see him back involved. He brings huge energy and enthusiasm. He's a great guy on and off the pitch, you know, and how he deals with the players, it definitely gives him all a lift. But yeah, I mean, obviously all the coaches work really, really hard. Pat McCarthy, James Costello, Keane O'Neill, and Jack has his input as well. So like, there's a lot of, I suppose everyone has to play their role, and at the same time not cross one another to allow people to do their job effectively. And I think we get that balance pretty well.
Well, obviously the game against Dublin was always going to be a close battle and stuff like that, but I suppose if we focus on the attack and play, you must be very pleased with the composure that your side showed, and a substitute included on that.
Yeah, look, you're not going to win a game now with 15 players. You're going to have to get the bounce from the bench. You know, it's just the game is so quick now. It's played at such a high pace. In order to keep up that intensity, you have to freshen it up. And every team are flushing subs in now in the second half. But you have to have confidence in the players you're bringing in as well, and trust. And, you know, we have that. We have that, I suppose. We've, in a lot of ways, it's true injuries that guys might have got their initial action, but you know, any time you get an opportunity, you have to take it. And these guys have, and in fairness, we have huge trust in them. Any time they come in now, we know that they can do a job for us.
And I suppose as well, Dublin, they made things quite difficult from attacking perspective for your guys, and particularly the cover that they put across that side of the 13 corner on David as well. But ultimately, you unscrambled it. That must be very pleasing. And we spoke about the amount of coaching and everything that goes in, but to unscramble it live on the day in Croke Park in Ireland semi-final against Dublin is pleasing.
Yeah, they put a huge squeeze on the 13 pocket, there's no doubt about that. And that takes huge work rate, huge work ethic, because obviously if you switch the play quickly, you can be left exposed. So I thought they did it really, really well. And credit to, you know, their management. They obviously went away, had a good think about how to counter some of our strengths, and they did a really good job. But look, David always finds a way. There's always pockets of space, you know. It's very hard to, under the new rules, to completely nullify any player. So while they did a very good job, yeah, delighted that we found a way to break it in the end.
Does it surprise you? Like, obviously you can't talk about the opposition, but that's two high profile games that I've seen in Croke Park, the Donegal game and then Dublin, where Paddy isn't necessarily hands on shoulder, Brett tights, and he's able to, you know, use the unbelievable skill and passing and long range shooting. Does that surprise you at times?
Like Paddy is an extremely talented footballer, first and foremost. But so is David, Shani, Dylan, Cho, Dermot. And sometimes, you know, you can put all your emphasis on one or two players, and then someone else will step up. So I suppose having players that are a threat throughout the forward unit and even coming off the bench really helps. There isn't one player overly burdened, in my opinion, and even David would say that. You know, it's a shared workload throughout the forward unit. So, you know, like Paddy is an unbelievable passer of the ball. He links the play. He's highly intelligent, but if he's asked to do another job, he'll do it just equally as effective. So whatever role he's given, I'm sure he'll do it.
You're looking forward to plotting the next plot now against the young Tigerish Mayo defence?
Defensively they're a very mean unit altogether. You know, I think they've been really, really effective in what they're doing. Someone said that they scored 3-12 off turnovers, so defence for them starts corner forward from what I can see, and they work really hard for one another, and like you said, very Tigerish. They know how to get turnovers, so look, we have to be at our efficient best in order to break through that.
And just lastly, briefly, there's been a lot of talk recently about the breeze and the challenging breeze in Croke Park, and particularly it seems in the hill. And your side, particularly in the first half of time, showed a lot of kind of composure, almost slow transition attacks, just to try and get the right shot at the right moment. How does that bear in things? How challenging is that, those circumstances?
Yeah, I suppose you can make a big factor out of the wind if you want, but you know, even Mayo playing into the same wind found a way to get 2-pointers. I think Ryan O'Donoghue and Kobe kicked two massive scores for them into that wind, into the hill. So I grew up playing all my football in Galarus back in the Gaeltacht, so I don't consider that a wind at all.
Soft day,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, it won't be quite the Gaeltacht conditions. We'll be Jones's Road, and the very best of luck in it.
Gramila.
So, Paul, beautiful sunny conditions here in the Europe Hotel. Sun is shining. It's an All-Ireland final on the horizon. It's a good time to be alive, no doubt.
Sure is, yeah.
So you're looking forward to the game then as well. I guess it's been a long year for you ultimately, hasn't it, between your club success and now coming into Kerry. It's been quite demanding on your body as well.
It has, yeah. I suppose it's a good thing if you're not taking too much rest. It means you're in the good side of the year and in competition for winning stuff. So I can't complain that side of it, but it's been tight enough, all right, in turnarounds and keeping fit and all that. So yeah, it's been testing.
Have you got to sleep at all?
I have, thanks be to God. Yeah, my wife is good to me.
Very good, very good. But all joking aside, I suppose it is one of the perils of the split season. If you do go long into your club campaign, there's very little time in between, and sometimes it can't catch up on the body.
Yeah, but as I said, like, it's not going to happen every year, and when it does happen, you're well prepared to kind of sacrifice that. But yeah, it's been probably just a long season, really, up to this point. So, but again, it means we're on the business end, so it's a good result.
Yeah, I was about to say that ultimately, this is, despite the toll on the body, this is where you want to be, isn't it? Croke Park, sunshine, yeah. All Ireland final.
Croke Park in July, in the last day of the year. Yeah, that's where you want to be as a Kerry footballer, and getting to train on you know, in Fitzgerald Stadium, and the sun's been beating down now the last 2-3 weeks, and growing up, that's what you want to do, and they're the days you live for.
Yeah, it's plenty of days. You ran through the muck and gutter and the sideways rain and everything, and all in between.
Out in Corns there, yeah, and there was one time we were in thunder and lightning, and I'll remember that night for a long time. So you're blessed to be able to train this stuff.
So this is the end goal then, really, is to get to Croke Park, get to the All-Ireland Final, try and get another success, try and get over the line again. How is everyone in the camp? You've had that extra couple of weeks together now after the result of that victory over Dublin even.
Yeah, we're looking to just build, obviously, and get to a performance that we're happy with. Probably so far we've been happy with some aspects of performances, and we're just searching for that you know, the extra level now for the next day, and to put in a performance we'd be happy with. So obviously building there all along the way and getting bodies back over the course of the season, and everybody's close enough to know to being fully fit, and I think by the time the game rolls around next week we'll have full complement, which would be great. And obviously, been, you know, high competition inside for places, and that's ultimately where you want a high performing unit and a high performing team to be is pushed all the way, and everybody that gets a jersey on the day then is going to be, you know, ready to perform. So hopefully push on to that next level now.
Was it difficult watching on against Dublin?
It was. I got a nick late in the week, and you know, so it was one of these kind of short term injuries, but the reality was it was just too close to the game to risk you know, possibly something more serious, and you just had to trust that the lads had the work done to get over that and to give me a chance to get back for Sunday. So it was tough watching. You went there again, one of the biggest days of the year, semi-final in Croke Park, and it hurts to miss them, but you know, hopefully I get my chance on next week.
That's real mature, sensible, because the kid growing up will always want to play in those scenarios.
Yeah, there's always a part of the back of the mind saying I'll chance this now, and you know, hopefully. But I think I had to do that a bit in the club, and then last year as well. I guess I learned from last year, where I made myself available in a quarter final and I wasn't fully right, and then because I didn't give it the rest, I was probably in the same place for a semi final, and then unfortunately the same place for a final where I was kind of caught between stools. I wasn't here or there, and that hurt last year. So I just said I'd give myself every chance now this year if it was to be. So thankfully the boys got the job done, and I'm in position now.
Yeah, so you're in a good place now for the final yourself,
yeah,
personally?
Yeah, training this morning now, so yeah, happy out.
So that must be great, like, to be an All-Ireland final, special when you're from Kerry growing up, etc. But to do it as a captain probably makes it even more special.
Yeah, it's a huge honour, and hopefully, you know, there's a reward there at the end, and the boys give it everything next week, and I give it everything, and, you know, if it comes out that, you know, it's not good enough, then so be it, but hopefully it will be.
Do you change your role as a, what type of captain would you describe yourself? Some people, you can see the mix, some are very hands-on, given experience. There's a lot of experience in the camp as well, so probably changes your role.
It's different, you know, I was captain with Dingle, and it's a different role to coming into Kerry setup, and the captain Kerry setup is different, because I suppose we've had probably within the group, we've had four or five guys that have already been able to be a captain of the Kerry team, and two of them have Liz Sam Maguire. And then the leadership group itself is just, you know, it has changed this year from last year. We maybe six or seven different guys in both years, so nearly everybody's in the team has been in leadership role. A few lads on the bench have been in the leadership role in the last 2-4 years, and there's just leaders all over the place, so it's a totally different approach, I suppose, and there's a lot of you know, experience in the room, and that's probably part of this team, is that really in the last couple of years it's almost self-driven in you know, picking the pieces up when things aren't going well, and finding the answers from within, and the dressing room is very strong, and it obviously makes my job a lot easier. So you know, I'm just trying to contribute wherever I can, and you know, sometimes it's speak up and sometimes just keep your mouth shut.
You really looking forward to it at the same time though?
Absolutely.
Well, the very best luck. Thanks very much.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
Thanks to Movember Ahead of the Game, building mentally resilient GAA communities on and off the pitch.
This is News Talk.